Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
John Batchelor. Peru struggled mightily during the pandemic, more harder hit than many other countries following in South America. The death rate was high. And why? Because the Peruvians had to get outside to earn their keep. They couldn't stay inside and work from home. Also, there was political turmoil in the capital. But that was then. This is now. Since then, there was an election, and the president, popularly elected, was understood to be not easily understood. There was a bag of cash in a men's room, as I recall, a lot of unhappy stories. And eventually, the president Castillo attempted to elbow aside legislature. The legislature put him in jail. Hence, President Boluarte. She did not win the post with election. She ascended to that post after Castillo was jailed. However, I welcome Allison Federka of the Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend, because that was the backstory. The rest of the story is China. Allison, a very good evening to you. President Boluarte, recently in some hot water because of an expensive watch, but now seen as very popular, to my understanding, especially in Lima, because she's headed to China. China, why? China, how? What is she going to find in Beijing? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. China, she's hoping to find in China everything that Peru is looking for to revitalize its economy. So she'll be meeting with some of the top mining firms, some of the top railway firms, some of the top shipping firms that are all headquartered in China and that have major projects in Peru, including port projects, and are some of the operators of the largest mines, copper mines specifically in Peru as well. And then she'll also be meeting with some non-infrastructure related people like the CEOs of BYD and Huawei, who also have interests in doing business in Peru. And Peru is interested in what they have to offer, especially since many of the things, for example, that Huawei can offer can be done so at a lower price than some of its Western competitors.
Peru is understood to be a troubled nation, but with resources and skills. So I want to explore what it is that China's looking for. There's a port project, Chanke Port, which may be finished momentarily. I believe for the inauguration, Xi Jinping himself is arriving in, or is scheduled to arrive in Peru. What is Chanke Port? What do we need to know about it?
So this port is a major infrastructure project. China will say it's part of their BRI project, but ultimately what we're looking at is a major infrastructure deep water port on the Pacific coast, fairly close to the United States and in Peru. Deep water means that it could have dual use purposes for both civilian and military use, although no military use has been discussed yet. The fact that it exists is always something that Washington will take note over. The port is also large, and it's aiming to become a hub for Peru. They have planned to create special economic zones tied directly to the port so that they can improve domestic industry in Peru and ideally also attract some maritime trade away from competing ports that are lodged in other countries. All the while, China is the company that has the operational rights to the port. So while it is in Peru, we'll move a lot of goods to and from Peru, many from China. The Chinese are going to be the ones in charge of operating this major port.
Is this a security risk? What's the opinion in Washington?
Washington definitely sees this as a security risk. Their biggest concern at this point is the fact that it is dual use and that it could have military applications for whatever purposes may be in the future. They're also just concerned in general about China's growing presence in Peru and their monopoly over the mineral extraction and consumption in Peru, particularly when it comes to copper and then also other rare earth metals. So right now, China is one of the major consumers of these products from Peru. They're the major investor in Peruvian mining. And so as Washington looks at the longer term game in terms of military capabilities or applications of the port, and then also charting and supply chain mapping different types of strategic resources, especially critical minerals, Peru becomes very important. And there are major concerns surrounding this port.
And the Peruvian people, are they pleased with this, that China is becoming a deep pocket partner?
So certain people will obviously benefit from this more than others. The interesting thing that's happening in Peru right now is we've typically in Latin America associated strong Chinese commercial ties with anti-American sentiment, with the poster child being Venezuela. And prior to Milei taking office in Argentina, that country also kind of being a great example of that. For most Peruvians, for lack of a better word, there's a level of indifference. They are happy that there is business going on. They are happy that there is money driving their national economy. The affinity for the United States can still exist culturally, politically. It's there, but the idea that it's not mutually exclusive. They can have be a fan of the United States and also accept Chinese money, and they don't see the two necessarily as being in conflict with one another.
Coming back to President Boluarte, I said she ascended to the role as vice president. You note that she's not popular. She's very unpopular. Maybe it's the remains of the watch incident, but they need an election. Or is there some suggestion that this China deal will improve her lot and that these approval ratings will turn around?
So for comparison, she's got about a 5% approval rating. The best she could probably hope for is about 30%. So no Peruvian president in recent history after elections or appointment have really enjoyed strong approval ratings that you would want to see to be able to do any major reforms. The goal here, yes, is if you can improve the economy, that solves a lot of political problems. And so her hopes are definitely banked on the idea that if we can keep the economy moving forward, if we can resuscitate the mining industry, then we may be able to start doing other things and get that political capital to either hold elections that will position her and her party well, or to hold off on elections until the scheduled time, because they have that political space now thanks to an improved economy.
Overall, we have, you've mentioned Venezuela, we have Nicaragua, we have Havana. There's reason to believe Colombia is part of this. Brazil is sympathetic to elements of the BRICS. It's a member, it's the B in BRICS. Now Peru, Bolivia, Arce recently in Moscow. The Russians and the Chinese are being welcomed in South America. Is this a result of the U.S. not doing enough to make it clear that America is a partner in Latin America? Or is this the aggression by China and Russia being successful? How do you see this, Allison?
So I would say it's a combination of the two. China and Russia have an interest in strong ties with Latin American countries, both for natural resources, particularly China more so than Russia, and then also to have a presence in the Western Hemisphere that they can leverage against the United States to kind of be a thorn in the side. At the same time, I think it's important to acknowledge that in both the case of Russia and China, the government can play a very strong role in industry and business, whereas in the United States, the government can incentivize things, but the private sector is very strong and independent to a large degree. So while you can see Chinese companies coming into Latin America and Russian ones as well, they're backed by the government. They're mandated by the government. And so they can take action much more easily than, say, U.S. companies who have boards and shareholders and need to make financial cases and perhaps less ability to absorb risk because they don't have government backing for some of these projects. And so it's a little bit of apples and oranges when we think about the private U.S. companies trying to compete with certain fields of business from Russia and China, because we're looking at public firms with government support versus private firms in the U.S. that could have incentives from Washington, but Washington's not going to step in and back them with billions and billions of dollars just to counter Russia and China.
And 30 seconds, the arrival of Xi Jinping, that looks like a very big deal for all of Latin America. Is that how it's understood?
It's definitely a big deal for Peru. It will be a big deal for Latin America in general. Depending on where he goes, that's where it's going to be a big deal. I'd be much more interested to see if he adds other countries onto the agenda beyond Peru, since he's making the trip. And that's going to be very telling of what China is prioritizing.
Alison Federica, geopolitical futures analyst. Our subscription site, I recommend watching Peru. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.